This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the dairy industry has had more than its fair share of challenges in the past months and years. We've discussed low prices, trade issues, access to foreign markets, H5N1 disease, and much more. The American dairy industry also has still felt the effects of contracted farms and operations. And while that number of decline hasn't been as intense as years past, it still has an effect. So how is that affecting milk production? We'll get an update right after this.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
With some of the headwinds that the dairy industry has been facing lately, seeing a decline in year-to-year milk production may not be too far out of the realm of possible. However, when you consider all those headwinds, you also could think that it would be worse than what we've actually seen. Kathleen Wolfley of Ever.ag talks about the numbers that we saw from May 23 to the finalized numbers of May 24 and how those compare.
Yeah, so we had a milk production report that came out on Friday and it kind of gave us a glimpse at where we landed in May. And milk production for the total U.S. was down 0.9% year over year. That was a little bit below our expectations, but overall we call the report fairly neutral. Just taking into consideration the fact that markets have been pretty strong here in the last several weeks. I don't know as though this report came as too much of a surprise.
And while the numbers are slightly lower, we do have some positives to see as well. We're seeing an increase in cow numbers between April and May, which means we could see an uptick in the production numbers soon.
We continue to keep a really close eye on what's happening with cow numbers. And in the U.S. in May, we did see about 5,000 cows added between May and April, with a lot of that growth coming in places like Texas and New Mexico, a place where we really haven't been talking about growth very much in recent months or in recent years.
Now, of course, with a lower milk production number, that also means tighter supplies of other dairy products, and that will also affect the price you pay for those products in the supermarket.
Obviously, we've kind of gotten ourselves in this position in the last several weeks, let's say 6 to 8 weeks or maybe even more than that, where the market's been in a bit of a short squeeze on fresh 4 to 30 day old product. And that's really what's going to drive prices in Chicago. It's the currency in Chicago. And when we have little blips in supply availability, you can see the markets move one direction or another depending on that availability of 4 to 30 day old or fresh cheese. Now we're in this position where, okay, we've been a little tight on fresh cheese supplies. We've been exporting a lot. We saw exports in April up over 100 million pounds for the second month in a row. That means that, hey, we haven't had a lot of extra product likely to put into the warehouse or into coolers.
This trend was seen in the latest cold storage report.
So inventories on the American cheese stock side of things were down about 4.2% year over year. So we're seeing a little bit of a slip in overall American cheese stocks. Just we've had opportunities to sell that cheese elsewhere, not necessarily putting it into the warehouse.
It will be awaiting the game to see how long it takes to see that increase in production after the increase in herd animals. For more on this story, log on to iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.